Bitch don't call here anymore.
I haven't heard that in forever. So if you can assign a sound effect to your Jimmy with today's technology, you would assign a sound effect to
I wouldn't want to, but it's like if we was just talking about it,
that makes no sense. So talking about you, I would.
Yeah, but
I think that'd be cool.
But if it was like real,
you wouldn't do it?
No, because you know, dog, you could be sitting up watching TV, you know, a little sex scene come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you can't, I can't be going out like that. You're like, oh, so this turns you on? Like, maybe. He's got a mind of his own.
See, I would assign one.
Really?
If it was real life. I'd do that Dolby sound effects that where it builds up.
What is it called? Ascending?
Yeah, I would do that one. So you really wouldn't do one?
Nah, because I don't want somebody to know that my shit's...
But like, what if you had control over it? Like, maybe it came with a volume or something. Like, maybe in a library you could like lower it or something.
No, if you gonna just have it, you just gonna have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be on the dance floor and next thing you know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the sound that you would give your gym. That's the weakest sound.
Nah, that... Yours don't even really have a sound.
Mine's a buildup.
For what?
Yours sounds like a little clown. Like, you would have like a little clown, Jimmy.
Nah.
You're like, what are those little sliders? Big-ass,
terrifying feet of a clown. People are terrified of clowns.
What? A terrified foot of a clown?
No, I'm saying, you know what they say about men with big feet. So, you look at a clown, and he's got these big-ass clown feet. People are terrified of clowns. Like, yeah, I want my sound to be like that.
You're so stupid.
Like, yeah, you about to get this. Yeah, get this. About to get this work.
You've heard them on Bumpin' Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumpin' Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents Bumpin' Gums.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumpin' Gums podcast. I'm Dirty J. Here on my right hand, Mads Kev.
What up, what up?
Episode 213.
Man. These,
13 deep.
Man, these episodes are just going. They flying by.
It went by fast. I ran into somebody last week? She's like, oh, I didn't realize your podcast was back. I'm like, man, we 12 in right now.
Got to catch up.
We a foot in.
Yeah.
So she's been catching up. She's been liking it.
Oh, that's what's
up. Yeah, I've been getting text messages. People have been like binge, like, what would it be watching? It'd be binge listening?
Binge listening, yeah.
Binge listening. I've had a few people hit me up like, oh, I'm on episode like 212 or 202. And it's like, and then now like a day or two later, like 210. I'm like, God damn. And they're, like, hitting me with everything, asking me questions. Like, so a listener when it came out.
Right. Like, so you going to hit me up every day and ask me a question. Yeah. Well, what do you think about this? Well, that was, like, several weeks ago.
It's been a great conversation a month ago.
Yeah. Like, I don't even remember. I just be saying shit.
We don't even. And a lot of people ask, like, how do y'all get from A to B or A to Z? And I'm like, I don't know.
We just get there.
We just talk. Just bump gums.
Yeah.
But how was your weekend?
Man, it was great, dog. You know, so.
You got a story? All right, story time.
No stories, but you know what I'm saying? You know, it was baby girl's birthday. It was her birthday weekend. We went to Kalahari in Round Rock.
Okay.
Man, she loved the water. She loved the whole resort.
Can she swim?
No, not yet, no. But she'll.
I ask because like, she's so advanced, bro. Like.
I'm actually going to be sending her up with her swimming lessons here.
Don't do that. No, you teach her.
No, I want her to do that just like, you know, it's just one of those things.
That's the bonding thing. You teach her.
Look, I'm going to do the swimming lessons.
Can you swim?
Of course.
So teach her.
Sometimes kids don't adhere.
Teach her.
I'm not a teacher.
Ah.
But, it was great. Kalahari was great. I say to anyone with kids, even if you don't have kids, go to Kalahari, get a room. Even if you don't get a room, there's a couple of nice hotels outside of Kalahari. Man, go get a day pass. Enjoy it.
It's a water park.
It's an indoor water park. And, man, it's great.
It's got slides and all that?
Tons of slides, tons of different things. They got a bunch of stuff for the smaller kids. Like my daughter, she's only two. So they got a ton of stuff for her. They have a ton of stuff for the intermediate kids. You know, from the, five to ten. Then, you know, of course, they got tons of stuff for the teenagers and stuff to do with all the different slides. They got stuff for the adults with the outdoor grotto with your bar and everything for that. Like, if you want to just get away from the kids, you have to be 21 in order to get into the outdoor bar. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can just get away from them. Like, they have the slides that really put you in, like, the deep end. Like, yeah, we had a great time. And besides that, they have, like, it's like going into, like, a main event, Dave and Buster's, somewhere like that. You know, they have the little rock climbing, laser tag.
Got a lot of stuff, like, outside the pool.
They got a ton of stuff.
That's nice. You have to pay for everything or just all included?
Nah. So if you're going into, like, the laser tag and the video games and stuff like that, then, yeah, you're still going to have to pay a separate charge for that. But, you know, you have everything all in one spot. It was dope.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was. Ate good. You know, just a great weekend. Baby girl had a ball.
That's the main thing.
You know, she was happy. If she's happy, I'm happy. So how was your weekend?
Man, it was good. So we went fishing. We did our little man trip.
Okay.
Our little guy trip. And we didn't catch nothing. Ain't nobody was catching anything, bro. And, man, I almost got Steve Irwin. Jay actually caught a stingray.
Well, you caught something.
Yeah, Jay did. Jay caught the stingray.
They're edible, too, right?
Yeah, you can eat them.
Why don't you keep it?
So it was a good size. I say it was about a good 10 to 11 incher, like around.
Okay.
And I threw it back because it pissed me off. First off, we're with homie who I didn't realize knew how to fish the way he did.
Oh, he's a fisher.
He's a fisher man.
Yeah, okay.
Like stickers on his truck that say like hooker or something and like just all types of fish stuff. He had the gear on. He came with the little outside hats, long sleeve. It looked like he was sponsored and shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, wow. And I'm over here talking up a big game. Me and Jay go fishing all the time. And really, it's like once every couple months.
Yeah. He was like, nah, y'all, you don't go fishing. You just cast a reel in some water.
That's exactly how I felt. So I ain't going to have nobody show me up in front of my son, right? Jay catches a stingray.
Call him daddy.
Yeah. Hell nah, man. Jay catches a stingray, bro. All right. Dude says, you know how to unhook it.
Of course I do.
Get out of here. Of course I do. I look at him like, come on, man. He goes, all right. So he turns his back on us. He turns his back on us and starts fishing. And I'm over here looking at Jay like, hey, so, like, what do we do here? So I
start. You hold his tail.
Dick. Asshole. Well, I start kind of jiggling it while it's still dangling. Trying to jiggle the hook out, motherfucker tail come up and just whip my arm. Wah. And I was like, oh.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, it was a close
call.
Did you
drop him? Or?
No, I still stayed there, but I was like, whoa. And like, me and Jay just got steel. Because I was like, was that the sting? Like, is it like a later effect or what? Like, I don't know what's going on. I've never caught no stingray. I looked to my right, dude looking at us laughing. He said, and I'm like, well, he goes, you know what you're doing? Of course. He goes, okay. Like, he knew I was bullshitting. But he, good man, he ain't trying to call me out in front of my son.
I would have called your bitch ass out.
And he like, why don't you lay it on his back? I'm like, nah, I already knew that. I was just trying to show Jay, like, what not to do. That's why I was like, you didn't get the whole conversation before this.
It was a lesson that I was trying to teach
him. Yeah, I was like, this is what you don't want to do. Now I'm about to show him what you do. And he was like, lay him on the back, bro. I was like, okay, and then what? He came and helped us, but
Did you step on his tail?
No, nah, you know, he had to. He got like a stick. He pinned the tail down. He, the dude knew what he was doing.
See, I mean, I could have told you.
He didn't
that.
Know
like,
shit. He didn't know. He didn't even know if they're edible.
Dog, put him on his back and step on his tail.
Man, I didn't catch nothing but a sunburn. Man, I'm over here peeling and like looking sick. Like I caught like some sort of disease, man.
Yeah, you kind of look like the homeless guy that be walking up and down.
It looks bad.
Petranco.
Yeah, he's stupid.
With no shirt on.
Wow. You're talking about Ernest like that?
Yeah. That's you know.
I know exactly. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's a big dude, too. Yeah. He's big. He always be walking up and down Petranco, no shirt on.
Peeling and everything. Yeah. Man, I feel like I would just look sick right now, but... Other than that, it was a great trip. Got to know dude a lot better. Got me and Jay kicked it a lot. We had a good time.
He gave you a hug, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like a good bear hug, little old bear cub hug.
But other than that, great weekend. Back at it now. Next weekend, we have this coming weekend, we have our tournament for the girls. We had a volleyball tournament Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
We'll be doing that. I started basketball practice today. So season starts in about a month.
Okay, so you got plenty of time to get them
right.
So you're running plays this year, right?
I don't think we're still running plays. I'm not big on running plays.
No, you got to run plays.
No, you don't have to.
No, you got to.
No, we run a minimal amount of plays. I run two or three plays max.
No.
A lot of it's my fundamentals, pick and rolls, screens, things like that.
No, that's great. But you got to have a couple of plays. If you just know like basic fundamental stuff, like if you have, say, you know, your three guards, well, you know, your you two guards, three, yeah. And you know, you have your three players at the, you know, at the top of the key, right? And then you have, you know, your center and your power forward at, say, the foul line and down low. So now you got the court spread, right?
Yeah, usually run either a 5-out or a 4-1.
Yeah, so with that, you can have them where, you know, they're interchanging. You can have the power forward setting a pick for the center, stuff like that. And it's just like kind of basic little stuff that, you know, you get them in the know-how of setting picks and screens and the way that the ball movement goes. So, yeah, I would
be for next season, because this season I have like four players coming back.
Dog, it don't matter how many players you have coming back. Like, at this point, they got it. Because these kids is like 13.
Yeah.
They need to be running plays.
They're still a little young.
This ain't pickup game.
They're in the fundamental stage.
No, they are in the I need more information stage.
They're in the you need to start paying attention stage.
No, they're always going to be in that stage. But yeah, got to get them running some plays, man.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, starting to get ready little by little. So, Ice Cube in the news.
Yeah.
Believes Mike Epps is funnier than Chris Tucker. What's your thoughts?
I don't even think like what he's saying to me is all facts.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same.
You know, don't get it twisted. Like the original Friday is a cult classic.
Classic.
Right? It's a cult classic. And you know, you don't get, you know, next Friday and the Friday after next and all that stuff without it being a hit the way that it was. He was good for the movie, but at the end of the day, Mike Epps, Day-Day kills it.
He did.
I don't even want to say Mike Epps no more. Day-Day.
So if you had the chance, and let's not even call it a remake, let's just say the first Friday never happened. Mm-hmm. If you had the chance to switch out Day-Day for Smokey, would you?
Yeah.
Right? And see, I'm curious.
I think that Mike Epps, with the job that he's done as being Day-Day, like, yeah, he could have, if it was always Mike Epps, it still would have been dope. Like, and that's the thing, like, when I hear people talk about it, it's like, man, regardless, like, I don't even remember Chris Tucker ever, like, obviously besides being in, you know, a couple of movies, I don't remember him being in as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
So I don't even understand why people are like up in arms. Like, Ice Cube really said something that was like blasphemous.
He did it.
Like, Chris Tucker ain't known as no funny man. Like, okay, he's got a funny sounding voice. Whoop-de-doo.
And I think that's his go-to. I think that's what he just uses that. He don't got much in his arsenal, though.
Nah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. But I so there.
What's your thoughts?
Same thing. Exact same thing. I feel like Chris Tucker, Mike Epps was a lot funnier. I feel like if Chris Tucker would have stayed in the movies,
I don't think it would have been. Hit the same. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad the way it happened. Again, part one is a classic.
Yeah.
But the other ones are a lot funnier.
Absolutely.
But part one kind of sets it off too, so it's hard to really say which one's better.
So okay, since you kind of get into it, which do you find as the funniest of the Fridays? Which one is the funniest in your
I would
opinion?
Have to go with the Friday After Next would be the funniest.
And that's the one
the
with,
Christmas one.
Yeah.
I would have to go the funniest one would be that one, I feel.
Yeah, because then you introduce Terry Crews.
Yeah.
And then you got the whole little barbecue skit and slapping shit out. Yeah, that's my favorite one,
the
too.
The most serious one, most, I guess, realistic would be part one.
Yeah.
Part two was a good carryover.
Right.
It was a good realistic to move
Rancho
into.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Introducing Uncle, Big Onk.
Yeah.
So that was a good one, too. But, yeah, I think if I'm going to go funniest would be part three. I mean, my hopes are big for part four, though.
Yeah, man, they've been talking about this movie for so long that, in all honesty, I think it might be trash.
I'm afraid you might have just jinxed everybody.
I didn't do it.
You said it. You're not. Dog, there's things that you can't say though. That's one of the things you can't say.
I put you saying that I messed it up because I'm putting it out in the atmosphere.
You're willing it to happen now.
Nah.
You're willing it.
No, I'm not. They're doing this because it's whenever you have something that's so highly anticipated. You know, think about Coming to America 2.
Trash. Oh my God.
Think about that, right?
I was so, like, disappointed.
That
ain't
movie
even the word.
Was so highly anticipated, and that movie was straight garbaggio.
That man. I was like I said, disappointed ain't even the word. Yeah. I don't even know how people thought it was funny.
No, it wasn't good.
I can't really say no funny parts or anything. It just.
It,
no, the first one has so much into it.
Yeah.
Just so. The,
again,
like,
another cult classic.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know why they. When they saw how this movie was, it's just like there's nothing that you can say. There's nothing that they could have been thinking like, oh, yeah, this we killed this.
Not at all.
Like man, you know what?
So
let's
much,
just throw this shit in
It
the
was
trash.
So much of a reach, so much of a try. And it's like, the first one just, I felt was so natural.
Yeah.
I feel like if anything, they should have did a spinoff of Sexual Chocolate.
They could have.
A spinoff would have been better. Or even the barbershop, Mighty Sharp.
But see, they were so old already.
Yeah.
The thing that really made that movie like trash was the fact that everything happened so fast. You know, it's like, oh, you know, he has a son and they found him just like that. Like
it was rushed.
Yeah.
Very rushed.
It was trash.
KY man allegedly shot roommate after he ate his last Hot Pocket. You blame him?
I mean, I don't eat Hot Pockets. So
what? At all?
Man, I haven't had a Hot Pocket since I was like a teenager.
Man, Hot Pockets be hitting, bruh.
Do they?
In the oven, yes. Or like a little convection oven, yes. Microwave, if you cook a Hot Pocket in a microwave, slap yourself. If you're under 10, I get it. But if you're an adult, you got some hair on your stuff, and you cooking a Hot Pocket
hair
in
on mine. No, I'm just.
If you're cooking a Hot Pocket in the microwave, bro, you missing out on life. You losing.
The only thing I really remember about Hot Pockets was literally how hot the motherfuckers was. Like I don't like eating stuff like that, that you have to wait, you know, like 20 minutes before you can go ahead and eat it. Like, man, I remember as a kid microwaving one and biting into that shit and like immediately regretting.
That's why you gotta like bust open the tip and like kind of squeeze it open and let the air hit it.
Yeah, fuck all that. I was hungry. I ain't have time.
Hot pockets though in the oven, I'll shoot somebody.
Would you?
Real quick.
In the ass?
Pop, pop.
Like Tupac?
Yes, sir. And then I sit there while they screaming and everything. I sit there enjoying my Hot Pocket.
Nah, you ain't going to enjoy nothing.
Why?
He already ate it.
Oh, that's right. I shot him because he ate it.
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Now you just
sitting. I should have again. Look what you done did.
Now you just sitting there mad.
No Hot Pocket.
Hungry. You know, your roommates bleeding out.
I wish they would branch out, though. Like why just pizzas? Like hot tacos, do that.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
What?
No, dog. Everything is it's meat inside of a pocket, basically.
Well, no shit. It's called a hot pocket.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Like, so you can make it. It can be anything. It could be a taco. It could be a empanada.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, it can't. How would you turn a hot pocket into a taco?
It's taco filling.
What? You've never had a Hot Pocket. Pizza.
Dog, it's not pizza.
Are you serious?
How is it a pizza?
Wow, you've been deprived.
Hold on.
I feel bad for you.
So you're telling me that you couldn't make a Hot Pocket into a taco?
You cannot.
How? You have a flour taco. Taco, you can have flour or corn, right?
Right.
So if it's flour,
okay,
and you have the ground beef.
There's no ground beef in a Hot Pocket.
Why not?
What kind of Hot Pockets, bro, ghetto ass, were you eating tonight?
I don't eat Hot Pockets.
I can tell because you have no idea what you're talking about. A Hot Pocket is pizza.
Hold on.
It's a pizza.
So
it's got pepperoni.
That's not the only flavor.
I mean, mainly. Only flavor we ever got.
What are you talking about? You can, dog, you got the, I know you got the ham and cheese. I know you can, you got something with chicken. Like, you can have.
You never had a chicken one.
Dog, you can have the same flavors that you would put in a taco in a Hot Pocket. What are you talking about?
I don't even know why we're talking about this. You have no idea what you're talking about right now. No,
obviously you don't know.
You saying a Hot Pocket is a taco.
No, I'm saying that you could have whatever you would put in a taco.
Okay.
You could do that in a Hot Pocket.
That would be true if it was right.
What? It is right.
Oh, my God.
It's 1,000% right.
You're about to get shot.
You don't know your Hot Pocket facts.
You don't know your tacos. Or
And you eat Hot Pockets.
Look at me. I eat Hot Pockets. I be fucking them things up.
And still don't know
I
shit
I don't look
about,
like I know food. I know Hot Pockets, tacos.
You don't know.
I know about all the secret, man. I know.
You got the secret menus?
I know them all.
You know the release date on that new all the
Lil
Debbie?
Snacks. Yeah, bro.
Lil Debbie got a new.
Oh, man.
Shoot,
I can't believe it.
Glitter in your mouth.
Everything. Woman gets her wig pulled off in New York City. Is that bad? I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
Have you had anything pulled off of you?
No.
Yeah, because.
But like, okay, if you look at the video, it's kind of like a clown wig. It's not even like her hair. It's not like it's a weave or nothing like that.
It's a wig.
It looks like a cartoon, like not a cartoon, like a play wig.
It don't matter what it is. Dog, if you was out.
She was livid, too.
And you was wearing, you know, a wig.
Why the fuck would I be wearing a wig when I'm out?
I mean, you know, you might be into some different shit. You know what I'm saying? You might be trying to hide your identity. You know what I'm saying?
You're off on a horrible start.
You don't want the people to know that it's Dirty J walking through the streets of NY.
My street name would be Hot Pocket.
Exactly. You know? So... But nah, like, in all seriousness, like, if you've ever looked at the inside of a wig, they have, like, a bunch of little combs that adhere, you know, like, it goes underneath your hair so that it can stay securely on your head. So you can't just, like, snatch that shit off. Like you got to put a little oomph into it. So, yeah, she had every right to be mad. And
think so?
Absolutely.
Dude got fired. I don't feel like he should have got fired for it.
Why not?
Was he wrong? Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself.
I guess. I don't know.
Like, I think that that's one thing that I do to a certain degree I fucks with when it comes to social media, right? So these social media detectives, boy, these motherfuckers will find anybody. Like, I don't even know why some of these people waste their time on just fucking around on the internet.
It's
like,
scary.
They need to actually be putting that work, you know, putting that skill to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They should be working for somebody, like, high up.
I seen this one girl on TikTok. I don't even know her page or nothing, but now that you bring it up, she actually has people like, I bet you can't find me. And she just, like, sitting there doing her nails. She's like, okay, well, I went to your page. I found this, that, and like not even 2 minutes in, she's like, and you live in so-and-so city, whatever, calling out her address and everything.
Damn.
But these people are asking for, that's what she, her every video on her TikTok, that's what she does. People are like challenging.
So she's like a fisher.
Yeah, she's like.
So is she a scammer?
I don't know, but she was like, she'll start off like, I went to your page, you posted this, and I saw this school in the background. I looked up the school. Okay, you're in this city. I also saw that your daughter went to this school. She was in eighth grade. And when I saw her taking a picture, y'all are always taking a picture next to this car, so I figured that's your car. Then I traced it back, and she goes on and on. Then I found this house on Google Maps with that car right there. And there's also a picture of your son taking a picture next to his red door, which there's a red door in this house. That's your house.
Damn.
I'm like, how did you get there? Like, wow.
Damn, she need to be working for the CIA or something.
Like, what if that was your girl? Like,
you couldn't cheat.
Not at all.
So I pinged your phone, and it says that you were here at such and such time.
That's why I keep a burner on me.
Jeez.
I keep a burner phone she don't know about. Little flip phone.
Just keep it inside the car.
Yeah. She found it one time. She said, what's this? Like, that's yours? I said, it's got to be Jay's. Man, Jay had my back, though.
Man, somebody broke into my car.
Left their phone. Why does Domino's keep calling?
I guess they was hungry.
I'm going to get stabbed. Oh, my God. I'm scared. Jelly Roll series. I'm glad, man. I haven't seen it yet. You just told me about it today.
Yeah, dog.
Man, this man doing big things. Him and Toby, I've been on there for about a year or two.
You have.
And they're doing big things.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I was scrolling through Hulu, and I was like, oh shit, there goes Jeff's boy,
Jelly
you know?
Roll.
So I had to go ahead and send it to you.
Did you peep it at all?
No.
Watch a little bit. The man gets it. He needs his respect.
Dog. So on another subject, man, I try to look at your little the little chimpanzee kingdom. Dog,
you not feeling it?
Hell no, that shit is trash. What, I was like, what the fuck does Jeff have me watching? Like, dog, I was like, man, this is the worst show that I've ever watched in my life. Like, man, don't
it's
like,
interesting.
No, it's not interesting.
It's interesting, yes.
No, I wasn't interested at all. I think I looked at about 15 minutes.
You don't give shit a chance.
I gave it 15 minutes of chances.
You don't give it a chance.
Nah.
I think we need to do like a little series, like a little YouTube series where we put the camera on you and just watch your expressions, but we show you things for the first time.
Hey, I mean, that could work.
I think so.
Because I'm telling you, that show, I was just sitting there like, man, what does Jeff see in this shit? Like, what
to be honest, I haven't seen it. After we talked about it, I'm like two episodes in, I haven't gone back and watched it.
See?
Yeah, but it was interesting. It is what it is. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, it is what it's what it ain't as well.
I wish you'd give Jelly Roll a chance, though.
Man, no.
You ever heard any of his songs?
No.
None of them?
No.
All right, I'm going to put you on.
No, you did play a snippet of something.
Yeah,
a
snippet, but you never heard.
And I wasn't feeling it.
Man. That's just crazy. I don't get it.
I mean, sometimes certain things ain't meant to be.
But see, it's different with you, because with you, I've learned that if you're not the discoverer, then it's trash to you.
Not true.
It's a lot of truth to that.
If it's good, it's good. If it's trash, it's trash.
It's good if you find it.
Nah.
If I had never mentioned Jelly Roll ever.
I would never knew his name.
No, I feel like at one point, you'd be like, hey, So I ran into this guy named Jelly Roll, and I like him.
You know damn well I wouldn't have.
I really feel like it.
When have I listened to anything that's like that?
You don't, but.
Exactly.
If you would have run into it.
I wouldn't have found him. I wouldn't, like, dog, until you actually mentioned his name, I never ever heard of the guy.
I think the name is what threw you off.
Nah, nothing.
You had a bad taste in your mouth from the name.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with a Jelly Roll. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you looking at me like that for? Don't see, do that.
See that little roll with it? That's my Jelly Roll.
Passenger opens the exit door of a plane mid-flight. Haven't you ever wanted to do that?
No, not really.
No, you never have?
Hell no. Like, dog, I've watched too many movies where, you know, you see, you know, them open up the door and people
that's a movie.
And they're getting sucked through.
Does that really happen?
If somebody was moving around, yeah. Like I looked at the video because a couple of people had videos.
Yeah, they just looked like they got the windows down.
Man, they was all strapped in, their hair was flying, like they was a little too calm for me.
Can you get in big trouble for that?
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't you?
What would be the, like?
Now that's a good question. Like, what would they charge you with?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you would get charged based upon whatever happened on that, you know, during that.
And those doors are hard to open too.
Not really.
No, like, I thought they're like pressurized or something.
I mean, it's a little pressurized, but if you go up and you turn that shit, the suction of the air and everything else is going to help pull it open.
Look at you, old Bill Nye the Science Guy over here. Well, so you've never wanted to open the
fuck no.
I would.
Cause I would be scared that if I try to open the door, that I'm going to get sucked out of that.
Nah, that's why you buckle up and everything real, like, right before you buckle up really good.
So you're saying go ahead and twist it and then jump back in your seat.
Well, no, if you're sitting right next to it, you buckle up real good, like kind of double buckle it if you could. And, like, you undo your wife's seatbelt. Then you hit the door.
Hope that she gets pulled out.
Yeah. Claim that life issue.
Don't get no ideas.
She's going to get me.
Don't get no ideas.
This was interesting. Al Pacino is about to be a dad again at 83. We kind of talked about this, on this with
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, his wife's 80 or something like that. And you're like, no.
Nah, they've been divorced for a couple of years.
Did you see Al Pacino's girlfriend?
I did. She's a youngin.
Yeah, and she's pretty. She's very pretty, especially for him.
I mean, you know, what do you expect for these old Hollywood legends to have? You know what I'm saying?
Would you? So if you're 80, would you date somebody in their 20s?
Oh,
yeah, you would. Don't even say. You would date somebody in your 20s now.
I would say... I think that's a huge age difference. I think that's a huge age difference. I'd probably date somebody probably like in their 30s or 40s.
While you're 80.
Yeah, while I'm that age, I like half my age, cool. But like when they're like that young, you know, all they want is your money.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I think I have too much of an ego to want to just deal with a girl that I know solely is only there for my money.
I don't see the problem.
I mean,
if you got the money like that,
she ain't getting my money. Nah, but like for real, like I would feel some kind of way just knowing that for the most part, like yeah, there's a little bit of love that's coming. You know what I'm saying? But like,
I don't feel like there's no love there.
I mean, there may not be, but when they're that young and you're that old, yeah, you're not keeping up with them. We not talking about the same things. Like we don't have the same interest in
that's true.
Really anything.
That's true.
That would be weird.
And then, you know, it's also weird. Like, so he's 89.
No, 83.
83. Okay, 83. So when he is 7 years, the baby's going to be 7, he's going to be 90.
If he's
alive.
That shit's crazy. Like, you know, of course, when we heard about Robert De Niro, you know, you're like, yo, it's still working.
Yo.
I mean,
to be blessed.
You know, you definitely want to be at that age. You still want your shit to be, you know, you still want to be able to, you know, whenever you feel like it, to, you know, get your thing on.
So let's say you're 83 and your wife is 83.
Okay.
And she's no longer able to enjoy each other like that.
What do you mean?
Like, can they still do it too?
There's lube, right?
I just got the ugliest taste in my mouth right now.
I mean, right? Like, man.
Because it would be less work for them.
You know, you're going to put some lube on that little clam. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Help open that thing up. You know what I'm saying?
Looping up the clam.
You're not going to?
It's like sometimes
you just gotta do it.
Oh, man. Stop doing that.
You know what I'm saying? So, lube that joint up.
So I guess because all they do is they just gotta receive.
Yeah.
We're the ones that gotta deliver.
Yeah.
So it would be a lot more work for us.
I mean, it's always work for us.
That's interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Man, girls be like, they be wanting it and they don't want to do no work. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get that cardio in. What?
I'm still thinking of the clam. What's wrong with you?
I mean, that's what you gotta do though.
Man. But what a blessing it is to say Al Pacino's your dad. That's got to be pretty cool.
I mean, if you say so.
You wouldn't want to call him daddy?
No. He's a trash actor.
Oh, man.
He's been in some really great movies.
A lot of great movies.
But his acting hasn't been great in those movies.
I'm doubting your judgment skills.
So you're trying to tell me that Al Pa is a great actor.
Wonderful.
He's been in wonderful movies, but his acting his acting don't do it for me.
He's a wonderful actor. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a huge age difference, but yeah. But back to my question, let's just say the woman couldn't perform. Does that, but you're in their 80s, does that give you the right to like go out and?
I mean, dog, women, unless it's sewed up, they can always perform. Like, no, seriously.
I want to be like, there's so much I want to defend them on, but you're right. You're right in so many ways.
As long as it's up to us.
Here comes the sound effects. Surprise gift. So we got Father's Day right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Right around. Which I feel like, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like there's as much emphasis in Father's Day as there is in Mother's Day. Like, there's not a bunch of, like, tents set up and things like that. Like, honestly, if you didn't look at the calendar, you wouldn't even know it was Father's Day.
Nah, it's definitely not talked about in the same regards like Mother's Day.
Not at all. You're either getting a gift that you really don't want or care about.
Socks, ties.
A wallet, a shirt that has your damn kids' pictures on it like you ain't seen them every day.
Handprints.
Yeah, like, what the fuck I want your handprint for? What am I do with that?
You might get a tattoo or something.
Or you got, like, there's something like they buy you some meat for your grill that you got to cook.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. That's the one thing that's always been funny to me is that on Father's Day, the men normally cook on our day. Whereas when it comes to Mother's Day, you know, the mothers get pampered.
Right.
You know, you want to make sure
their
they
stands
have
up for a week.
You know, you want to make sure that they have like a day of relaxation don't bother mom. She's chilling. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's different.
Now, I would even venture out to say, like, we should turn Father's Day into a Father's Week, but keep it the same. We're still, like, very minimal, but now we have a whole week to ourselves.
I mean, a lot of fathers have the whole year to themselves.
You really like that one, didn't you? You were sitting on that one?
Nah, it's just, you know.
You were sitting on that one. No, off the dome. You were sitting on that one.
Off the dome, you know.
It's so stupid.
You know, I be spitting, you know.
You look like you couldn't wait to get that one out.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I had to say that for the moms out there.
Oh, my God.
You know, but you know, I think that, but I will say this. In the last, like, probably like last 5 years, I've noticed that you have seen more emphasis on Father's Day than you have in the past.
Let's help the ladies out a little bit. Me and you, we're a little bit different when it comes to manly type things. What were your top, you want to go 5, 3, what were your top gifts be? What would you want?
Number one always on my list, because I'm a fragrance guy. Number one.
You always smell delicious. I was talking about that earlier. Is that weird? Have you ever told another man he smells delicious?
No.
If y'all ever meet Kev, get up on him and smell him. Man, I'm talking about put your nose on his neck. Like, he smells delicious.
Thank you. But cologne is always going to be
number one.
That's always number one on my list. I guess number two would be like...
Hold on, let's back it up, though. Not the cologne, like a gift set. I don't feel like a gift set where, like, the lotion. After, just get the fuck out of here with that shit.
No.
Give me a cologne. Give me a little 6 ounce.
Oh, you want the big joint?
Yeah. It's Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Give me a little 2 ounce with the lotion, the hand sanitizer, the conditioner. Don't give me a gift set.
Nah, I need at least 100 milliliter.
Right.
At least 100 milliliter. But cologne, number one on the list. Number two, tools.
All day.
And
if you can't do that, a good solid gift card.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with a gift card. You know,
I'm going to tell you, I don't like gift cards.
You don't? I'd rather a gift card. Because now I can go out and get what I want instead of being forced to like what you got me.
Okay, so check it. So what I always say is people... If you listen to a person, they'll tell you what they want. Because traditionally, if you're around someone all the time, right, you're talking to them about things that you was looking at, so on and so forth. So if they listen to what you're talking about, they'll know exactly what to get you, because you're always talking about, oh, man, I saw this thing on Amazon. You know, I might want to get that. Or, oh, I was at the fragrance counter, and oh man, I smelled this new Invictus. That shit smelled great. You know, like you may not, cause like we don't always buy everything that we want, like right then and there.
Right, right.
So you may talk about that thing, and you might be like, or you might even have like a test spray of it, and it's like, hey, smell this. What do you think about this? Yeah, I was just at the fragrance counter, and man, I think this smells great. Oh, what is that? It's Invictus. You know, like, you whatever.
Very good clone.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you listen to what a person is talking about, they're going to tell you exactly what they want.
Sound real feminine right now.
Nah, that's just real. Like, if I'm pretty sure that as the day goes by, you're talking about all the different stuff that's going on with your day. You know, you may be talking about something small, like, yeah, man, I need this. I need to go ahead and get a clipboard for when I'm coaching. You know, it might be something just as small as that. Next thing you know, boom, you got a customized clipboard with your name on it and shit like that. You
all
know
the bells
saying?
And whistles.
Exactly.
So three, you're on tools.
Tools number two, and shoes, man. Shoes is always
that's a good one.
Shoes is always a great gift.
Yeah. So we're actually pretty. Yeah. And which is it was different because I feel like we're two different types of men, and not like in no bad way on either one of us. I don't feel like it's a bad way on either. I just feel like we're just two different types of men. But it's crazy because that would be a good solid top three out of my five.
So what's yours?
Easily those three. If I was going to add anything, because I like cooking, something like that really has to do with cooking, I like barbecue. But like, I wouldn't even say a pit, because like I said, you have to be, a man has to choose his own pit. The pit chooses the man.
Okay, okay.
So like, you can't have no, my son asked me the other day, we went out about some fishing stuff. He goes, this guy was loading up his gas pit. So happy too. Oh man, he was just, oh, he was excited. And I feel bad, and I'm just staring at him, and I'm not saying nothing, which made me so proud, because Jay said, Dad, what would you do to me if I came home with a gas grill? That made me so proud, man.
So let me ask you, what do you think about, like, I know you don't like gas, but what do you think about, like, those, what is it, green machine or green?
The green eggs?
Yeah.
Those are cool. Those are really cool. I feel like for the money, you can actually get a good smoker. I don't feel like those are, they're great. I like them, especially because they're not gas. And you can make some good food off of them. Am I calling it a barbecue pit? No, it's a great cooker. But I feel like with that, you're limited on it. But again, for the price that you're going to pay for that, you really can get a good smoker.
I've heard nothing but great things about those.
They're good. I'm not saying nothing bad. Would I go get one for me? No, because I know with that price, I can get a good smoker and do other things more than I could with that. But it is a good gift. They're actually really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's more the looks.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's they're good. I'm not saying nothing bad. I would choose that over a gas grill any day. I would choose anything over a gas grill any day. But I felt so bad for the guy. It's like, he was so excited, but I was happy for him. Like, you know, I don't know if it was his first pit or whatever, but he was like strap tying the thing to his truck. Uh-huh. Just like ready to go home and light it up. And like, he was.
Absolutely.
And I was like, man.
Should have got a regular pit.
Yeah, like.
Throw some charcoal, throw some wood.
Season it up, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, if, like me, unless you're, you know, like you said, unless you're doing something like a brisket or something like that, then you need a smoker. But like, man, the little small, not the like little $20 grill that you will, but like the kind of bigger one that's like about $70.
Yeah.
Those are perfect.
All day. Ain't nothing wrong with them.
Do anything that you need on that.
Ain't nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
So like I said, that's a good top three. Now this guy, what are you passing all along to me? This guy was a little different. I don't know his name, but his wife wound up paying off his house.
That's a great gift.
It is, but they're not married yet, from what I get from the video.
No.
Would you accept that gift?
I mean, how can you not accept it if it's already been paid?
It's already done. But now it's like, I feel like I'm obligated to marry you now.
Yeah, it's kind of, with a gift of that significance, yeah, it does put you in a, it can put you in a predicament.
Because like, how do you look? Like, let's just say we're getting ready to have the talk where it's like, hey, we need a break or something along those lines. And now out of the kindness of her heart, she bought you a house.
She paid off your mortgage.
Not only that, like, this dude had the ugliest cry ever.
Oh, if somebody paid off your house, you would cry ugly too.
Would you cry ugly?
Duh, you would try to hold back those emotions, you know. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. But he
had to like the gasp and everything. Like it was real feminine.
I mean, I don't know how I would respond. I would probably cry.
I'm not saying nothing. There's nothing wrong with crying, but it's the way he cried to me was getting me.
I would have hurry up and just hugged her and like, I don't want you to see my face.
You know? Here's a clip though.
I just got an email from my bank saying that my deposit was made today. I didn't make a deposit today. And half my home loan's gone.
Not accidentally.
I didn't do this.
It was me.
It was May.
What?
Kind of like a creepy voice, right?
I paid for it.
It was May.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
What the?
The gas right there.
What?
What?
Hey, come here. You deserve it, okay?
What?
I love you so much.
What?
No.
Dude, why did you do that?
Because I love you, babe.
No, that's too much, Kate.
No, it's not. It's not even enough.
Kate got a sugar daddy.
I didn't get that.
He is beating Kate's back
here. Why did you do that, Kate?
I called a bank and I made the payment.
Don't! No! I don't want that, Kate!
Kate got an OnlyFans, bro.
No, look at me.
He was like, I don't want that, Kate!
You do.
I was just about to break up with you. Why'd you do it?
You deserve every single good thing in this world.
Kate got an OnlyFans, bro.
That's way too much, Kate.
It's not even enough.
Yeah, it's... Alright, I don't know if I would... again, how do you...
It's already been paid. The only way that, to my knowledge, the only way that you could do that, she would have to dispute the payment. You
can't just like call your mortgage and be like, hey, go ahead and reverse that.
Hey, that payment that was just made, you need to return that. Like, I don't know. You may be able to do that, but yeah, that's kind of rough. Like, if somebody paid a ton of money towards your mortgage, which, you know, if y'all are already living together, y'all are living a life together, I can understand, especially when you don't know where the money came from. It's like I've been knowing you for 2 years and
see, that's where
you don't
I'm
even
at.
Have money. Like,
that's where I'm at.
Where'd this money come from? and that was his thing. Like, where the fuck did this money come from? Like, he was trying to find out, like, what are you doing?
I think that's why he was crying, too. He found out she was a whore.
Kate had a life before him.
It's just...
But she loves him.
It was nice. It was a nice gesture. I don't know if I could take that. Like, but again, like you said, it's been done. I don't know how I feel.
It's her house now.
See, and that's what I'm like. Now, do I have to add you to the link to the title now? Like... There's just so many questions, I'm probably looking way too deep into it, and it's like now what? Like,
it's great. I think that's a great gift, but yeah, it does start making your mind race, because you're like you're wondering where the money came from, especially if you know what type of money this person makes. So now you're wondering about that, but then you start worrying about the secondary stuff as far as, okay, now what does this mean with us? Like, I know that we're looking at getting married, this, that, and the other. Now is she the homeowner?
There's so many questions.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I sent that clip to Baby, too, and I was like, I bet you he didn't get no trashy-ass wallet.
Hey, that's a great gift, though.
A wallet?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, depending on the wallet. A wallet can be a decent gift. But, you know, it's kind of regular.
A woman admits she refuses to work while in a relationship. These women got it easy, bro. Let's reverse roles. Let's say a man were to say that. You know how much shit that they would be talking about him?
A ton.
They would be everybody, men and women, would be going in on him.
Right.
Oh, he's using her, this and that. But with this one, I'm sure she's gotten a couple comments, but nothing along the lines of what a man would get for saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, everybody don't need a podcast. Like, everybody doesn't need to spew out this bullshit. Because that's what it is. Like, it's pure unadulterated bullshit. Like, it's like going to a farm and just going up to the biggest pile of shit that you see and just picking it up and just start tossing it. Like, it's bullshit. Like, dog. So she can work when she's single.
Yeah.
So she can make money and work while she's single, but as soon as she's in a relationship, it's up to you to take care of me.
Now, what if you met a girl, she was like that? What, do you keep it? man, throw it back.
Man, you know how some people don't keep fish? You know, they just like for the sport of it, they reel that shit in and toss it. Her ass is getting tossed back into the sea quick as shit.
Yeah, I would too. I feel like you have to contribute. To us, it don't have to be as much. But I still feel like, see, like me, like I gotta have, and I tell baby all the time, like you gotta be a hustler. Like I wish you'd do more. You're in the makeup, you're in the this, you're into that. And over the years, she's really starting to get it. Her jobs, and not speak ill on her or nothing like that, but she's gotten better and better and gotten better jobs, more pay, things like that. And absolutely. She's like, I want to do better. That's what I like. Like we should be able to push each other.
Absolutely.
Now with this is like, you just using me. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So while I'm busting my ass, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week trying to make money to support our house, you're just sitting around the house?
I mean, is she at least cooking? Is she like, can she clean?
Even besides that, like it doesn't seem, just from the clip, it doesn't seem like she has kids or anything like that.
No, not at all.
So you don't have kids. We're together. Why is it that you can't work when you can work when you're single? What, like, you're not a kid. You're not my dependent. Like, that shit just, that shit's crazy to me. Like, I really don't understand the thought process that some of these women in this new, and I really think that this is like just, It's like being trolled, right?
Yeah.
Like you hear people talk about these conversations and things of that nature, and it's like, yo, you can't be serious. You can't be, because nothing that you're saying makes sense at all. Like I just don't see it.
Now, could you ever be a stay at home dad?
No.
I couldn't either.
I would have, like, yeah, I don't think that I could just stay at home. Like, it seemed like it could be cool for, like, maybe, like, a month
like
or
a break,
something like that.
Like a break, not permanently.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that. We have some friends that their jobs, they're pretty well off. And some of them, the wife has amazing jobs.
Uh-huh.
And the dad, the husband is a stay-at-home dad. I'm like.
Oh, so like that Kevin Hart movie.
Which one?
I don't remember what it was called.
Just bring up a random movie.
No, it was a Kevin Hart movie that's like a Netflix exclusive, and he's like a stay at home dad.
Oh, okay.
The wife
it was
has,
a little bit serious, yeah.
Yeah, well, not serious, but
well,
but
he had the baby.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's a comedy. He's a stay at home dad, and is it Me Time?
The fuck, I don't know.
It might be the movie with him and Mark Wahlberg. I think it is. Yeah. Me Time.
I gotta look that up now.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
But we talked about it where and she was like, would you ever, she goes, what if I just made X amount of money? Would you stay at home? And I was like, I wouldn't stay at home, but I mean, I would put my focus into other things.
Right.
Like I would definitely want to build up the side hustles, but absolutely. I couldn't stay at home and just, like, what am I, you want me to put an apron on and cook and clean for you? Like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah. You know, be waiting on her when she gets home.
Oh no, you still better start cooking and cleaning.
So why are you sitting at home then?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Nah. I couldn't just sit at home. Like I said, it sounds good, right? It sounds good, but like if someone is gone from, if someone is at work, if you work a 8-9 hour shift, right? You're still gone from home for like 10 hours.
Right.
It don't take 10 hours to clean a house and cook a meal. So what are you doing?
So I'm saying you would have to like have a small side business or something. Like I don't get it.
Yeah, nah.
I couldn't do it.
Nah, fuck all that. But and like that, we out.
You've heard them.
on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents Bumping Gums.